What's up, everybody? I gotta raise up my desk. Hold on. Okay. It's gonna go up as far as it'll go. And my phone just went off. Okay. Hello, everybody. And we got a raised hand already. Okay. So since we have some new folks who may be joining us today, why don't y'all put in the chat if you're new? Hello, Irma. If you just joined like yesterday or the day before, it's literally been that long. Post in the chat. Let's see. June baby. Hey, Chris. Yeah, say June baby if you're new. And I love my April toddlers too, right? Kristen joined on Friday. Awesome. Okay. So since we got some new folks here, I want to kind of let y'all know how this works. So this is called office hours coaching. And when we started doing it, I did not know what office hours meant. So if you don't, you are not the only one. And by the way, y'all, I have had, for some reason, when I make coffee in my carafe, like I have this fancy coffee maker where you can either make it like in a big carafe, like a big pour thing, or you can make it in a mug. And so on the weekends, I make it in the carafe so that my husband can have some coffee too. Well, it makes it stronger somehow. And so I have only had my one mug of coffee, but I am like, woo! And I mean, I went and walked to kind of walk off some energy, and I've been drinking a bunch of water to kind of flush the coffee through my system. But y'all, I'm turned up today. I'm just warning you. So if you're getting coached, I'm feeling a little frisky today. I'm not going to put up with any shit today. All right. So I may even cuss a little bit more than I usually do. All right. So, yes. So office hours, and see, I may get a little off topic too. But Corinne does that all the time. So, no big deal. So office hours, what that means is that I am sitting here for 2 hours, or I'm actually standing. That's another reason, I've had so much caffeine. I want to stand and kind of work off some of this energy. And, so I will be here for 2 hours. People raise their hand to get coached. Anyone can raise their hand. For the people that are on the call, so there are 58 people that are on this call right now. I have a little number up there. No one can see anybody else but me. So I am on the screen here. No one can see you. No one can see you unless you raise your hand and I bring you onto the screen with me. And so that's how it works. And so office hours just means I'm sitting here for 2 hours in my office. And I will coach as many people as I can in the next 2 hours. And so the raise hand button should be down at the bottom. Yes, Kathy, I'm feeling sassy. I'm feeling sassy today. Somebody tell me exactly where the raise hand button is, like on your phone or on the computer. I think on the computer it's down at the bottom. So if you want to get coached, raise your hand. Click the raise hand button. If you don't want to get coached, do not click the raise hand button. And you can always click it again to like turn it off if you have to go, or if you just accidentally hit it and you don't really want to get coached, because sometimes I'll bring people onto the screen and you don't really want to be on the screen. So it's in the lower left-hand corner on an iPhone with Zoom. Okay. So right below my face on the computer is where the raise hand button is. Okay. Awesome. So, all right. Let's see. Yes. Welcome everyone. Okay. So we've got some folks in line and I'll kind of let you know where you are in line. So if you've got to go or do something on this Saturday, then you'll kind of know where you are. So I've got Carrie, Ann, Billy Short, and Irma lined up. So I'm going to bring Carrie Ann on. And then here's one last thing. So we also have a Q&A box. You can put a question in there, but here's the deal. At 2:30 this afternoon, 2:30 Central Time, so just 30 minutes after I finish today, Corinne is going to be on this very same Zoom. We'll turn it off and then turn it back on again, so you won't be able to just stay on the whole time. I don't think you can do that. But You can come back on at 2:30 Central Time, and Corinne is doing a orientation Q&A for all the new members. Of course, anybody can watch. Anybody can be on. So if you have any questions, like basic questions like that, I would save those for the Q&A orientation this afternoon. Okay? All right. Let's get started with Miss Carrie Ann. Ooh. Come on. All right. Hello. Oh, let me unmute you.
Am I the right way? Facing the
yes.
Right way? Okay.
Hi, how are you? You're so pretty and colorful.
That's me. Good morning. It's Betsy, right?
Yes, Betsy.
Okay,
I guess I should introduce myself. But I got on here too. Yes, I am Coach Betsy. And so I am one of the coaches here, and this is for all the newbies. And so I usually do the office hours calls on Saturdays, and then Coach Kathy does them on Tuesdays. Sometimes we'll switch off. So, yes.
Okay.
Thank you for reminding me of that.
Yeah, your brain's going faster than your mind can handle today. So,
I totally understand. Caffeine is a powerful drug, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, first, I'm going to brag on myself a little bit. I am an April baby, and it took me a while to get started. We had just a lot of chaos going on in our lives, and we got settled, and I started. I had a great coaching call with Corinne a couple weeks ago that I absolutely needed, and since then, I've kind of taken off, but I really didn't. I didn't weigh myself the first week, but then I weighed myself last Saturday. And then from last Saturday till this Saturday, I've lost 9.9 pounds. So I'm like, holy heck, right?
Yes.
And then, awesome. Of course, I'm like, oh, you know, it's a fluke. My scale's broken. Anyway, having to work through all of that. So it's been an incredible 2 weeks. Like, just the eye-opening kind of, I don't have to force myself into this box of stringent eating or whatever to have results, you know, whether they're good, whether they're bad, just results. But mostly what's happening is a lot of mind work is going on. So I'm in a couple of accountability groups and doing my four basics. And I keep, how do I say this? I'm doing my 24-hour plan. I haven't had a lot of off-plan eats or overeats necessarily, but I've done my worksheets with each of them. But each time I've had four, and then one day I was just got the complete fuck it, and didn't do anything. And each time has had something to do with my husband and our relationship. We're fighting, we're arguing, there's stress. I'm feeling chaotic around that or whatever. But what I've come to the conclusion of, we had kind of, I don't want to call it an altercation because we don't really, we're not a combative couple. We have a really good relationship. We've been together for 14 years. I don't want a divorce. I don't want, you know, we have a really good relationship. He's a really good husband. But every time we get into a fight, and I've done this since the day we got together, every time we get into an argument or there's strife or something, I instantly go to, okay, well, we're going to have to separate. We're going to have to get a divorce. And then I start spiraling. And now I don't spiral now as bad as I did a few years ago. So I've grown some on my own, but I'm seeing the pattern in my eating. Like when I'm in strife with him, I am instantly, okay, it's divorce, separation. He needs to move out. We need to do something. And just for some background, I'm a child of divorce. My mom's been married 5 times and then some other long-term relationships in there. So I didn't get married until I was 39. I was 30 when we got married. I was 34 when we got together. So I waited until I was older because I wanted to have kind of a lot of my shit resolved and didn't want to be my mom. And then 5 and a half, almost 6 years ago, my husband got very, very ill, terminally ill with a rare form of leukemia. And fortunately, they were able to save him. But when it happened, he had some brain hematomas and a stroke, which caused some brain damage, not severe or anything, but it caused some issues, and then just a year of chemotherapy and everything, and I had to go into rescue mode, and from then I've been pretty much probably or primarily the only breadwinner. And he doesn't help around the house. He doesn't, I don't feel like he's participating in our lives in the manner.
So
that
you are, I mean, basically for the past 5 years, you've been in rescue mode, it sounds like. And 100%. rescuing him, but then also like trying to rescue yourself through, you know, through eating and things like that, and associating eating with, you know, whenever you all have a fight, right? Because it's just an association that you've made. And, right. but I want you to go back and listen to this and making sure I'm recording. Because you said, before you said, you know, about how, where your thoughts go and how you spiral, you said, we're not getting a divorce, where he's a really good husband, all that stuff, right? And those thoughts, I mean, you just spouted those out, you know, really quick, like matter of fact. But your brain just doesn't automatically go to those when you start fighting, right? Your brain goes to those other thoughts. We're going to get a divorce, all that kind of stuff. The solution is easy here. When you hear your brain going to, we're going to get a divorce, or what, you know, we're going to separate. You know, I want you to really first become totally aware of kind of what the different thoughts are, right? It sounds like, you know, we're going to separate, we're going to divorce, we're going to do all this stuff, you know, and then the spiral. Like, I want you to write out that spiral, because when all a spiral is just one thought after another after another. And I want you to create a new, I don't know what you call a upward spiral, but I want you to go back and listen to this and hear all those thoughts that you said about, we're not going to get a divorce, he's a great husband, he's very supportive, all of this stuff. And that's what you have to practice. And so it's just a matter of kind of interrupting the pattern when you, even when you think, oh my, okay, we're about to start having a argument or whatever. You've got to just totally be aware of, oh, and here's, okay, my thoughts are starting. Okay. Nope. I'm going back. I'm going to, you know, we're not going to get divorced. He's a great husband, you know, all this kind of stuff. And all this stuff happens in a split second, but it is just takes practice to kind of disassociate those thoughts and that thought spiral, because what happens is you have that thought spiral and then you have an urge for food. And the work this month about urges and stuff, I mean, it has just blown my mind. And it is like, it is as simple as that. You've associated fighting with your husband and that thought spiral with an urge for food. And your brain can absolutely separate that, you know, that association, but it just takes practice, and you have to be really clear on what you want your new thoughts to be. And like I said, your new thoughts are very clear. You said them at the very beginning. And so it's like you have these kind of two contrasting sets of thoughts that you're going back and forth on all the time. And yeah, that's exhausting, right?
Very.
Yeah. Okay. So it's just a matter of, you know, practice of getting everything out in terms of just the thoughts you don't want and the thoughts you do want, and then starting to practice those new ones.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And would it be ridiculous, because I am really just starting out, and I've gone through the No BS modules, up to, the future selfie, but I'm going through that with a group.
Okay.
Would it be ridiculous to kind of put that off for a week or so while I go through the relationship module? I don't want to sabotage myself.
No. Well, here's the thing. You can do whatever you want, right? I mean, all this stuff is, you know, there are no rules, but I don't want you to ever think that any decision you make is ridiculous, because you know, the decisions you make are the ones that are best for you. Absolutely. Try that in terms of, you know, if that's what you think you should do, just make the decision, be decisive, and like your reason for it. So why would you want to stop No BS and go to the relationships module right now?
So I went into a few of the coaching calls, and I listened to a few of the calls on the relationships. And whenever I heard someone mention the relationship modules or refer back to them in the coaching, and I was like, oh my gosh, that completely fits. Just how your mindset is with the relationship. The relationship is what you basically decide it's going to be, just like you said. so I thought, okay, well, in order to get myself in a healthier place, not even just with him aside, with myself and with food, because every single time I've overeaten or had an off plan, it's directly correlated to him. I had lost 200 pounds, and then he had lost a job that was our main finance, our main support. And instead of him getting back up and doing something right away, he got depressed for a time and then went and did something. Well, in that time, that short time, I gained back like 60 pounds really quickly.
Okay, but here's the deal. I got to catch you. I got to call you out on something. And y'all know I'm feeling frisky today.
Please do.
He did not cause any of your choices, right?
No, it was me.
It was you and your thinking about what was going on with him. And this is for everybody. Just want to be clear that it's not anything that he did or said that caused you to gain your weight back or overeat.
Right. No, right. It's all like some insecurity thing I have where I have these expectations on him. And the minute it doesn't look the way I want it to look or I need it to look, that's when I start the spiral.
Right.
So, yeah, no, this is all me.
Have you been through the fat girl thinking module?
Not yet.
I think you should go through that first because that is totally like the basics of fat girl thinking. And what you can do is that you can go through that module with this in mind in terms of, okay, how do I want to change my thinking about my husband? I think you should start there just to get the basics for just your thought work in general. And then the relationships module will take you to the next level. But yeah, I want you to get the basics down for thought work. And that's the Fat Girl Thinking module. It's not super long. You know, it just kind of goes through the different parts of the model. And for all you newbies, you will learn about all of this in the next 8 weeks. But so do that first. Do that first.
Okay.
And then you can go right on to and you'll be set because you'll have all this basic stuff about thought work, you know, fresh in your mind, and then you can move to the relationships bonus course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Keep us updated on how it goes.
I will.
Ask coaches if you need to, if you need any more help. All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
Bye, everyone.
Let's see, you got to remember to take notes. Okay. Let's see what people said here real quick. I literally began writing TDLs about this husband issue. I write out the thought in my journal in a thought bubble, then contrast that by writing a model. I'm in practice mode with my new thoughts. Love it, Shawnee. That's what it's all about, right? Practicing your awareness. It's kind of like a several step process, but the first step is just awareness of what thoughts you have right now. And just totally just being open about what's going on right now and what result you're getting. And then the second step, which is key, is not judging yourself. That is the one that y'all skip over so much. It's like, oh my God, I hate all these thoughts and what it's getting me. I just want to find some new thoughts. And I'm like a horrible person and I hate these shitty thoughts. And I'm such a horrible person for thinking all these things. And it's like, give yourself a break, give yourself some compassion and decide that you're just going to just become aware of what's going on and then move forward to change it like slowly but surely. But you got to drop that judgment. I've been working on that myself as we speak. You cannot see who has raised their hand or not, but I've got three people in line right now. So if you want to jump on, raise your hand. But some of those people may drop off. We never know. I've got Billy, Irma, and somebody else that I don't know what the name is. So yes, my most recent thought is my life is so much more peaceful when he is not around. That is not a thought I want to believe. So she became aware of that thought and she dropped the judgment. And then she decided that she wanted to think something new and she started practicing that. So she's asking yourself, how can we find peace together? And that's another great way to do thought work, right? Is to ask yourself questions every day and to get your brain working on the answer. All right, Billy, you are up next.
Alexis.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
See if I can get this to work. Good.
You're sideways.
Me? I'm sideways, and I can't use my headphones if I put myself straight, so I might have to just hold it. We'll try it.
Okay.
I'm trying to make this work.
Okay.
I'm very technically challenged. That's when you said there might not be people. Yeah, I might not be here because I might not be able to get my phone to work.
You got it to work. You did it.
All right. We're working. Mm-hmm. Okay. So good morning, Betsy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm a little turned up, but I'm good.
I heard that. I'm a little scared. Carrie Ann's hair was everything. I'm not chatting because I can't do that. I'm not that technically focused. But she has great hair.
Yes, she does.
I am calling in because my accountability group has kind of encouraged this. A lot of you saw my post online. Thanks to all my tribe sisters that have been had my back. Hopefully I hold it together. I have had a lot of circumstances that I've been modeling, and I've been doing a really good job with that. I have not turned to food or alcohol. I've done a really good job of staying focused on me, doing my work. However, I have three models that are playing like pinball or ping pong or something in my head.
Okay.
And I'm really good at keeping my intentional model when I am stationary, when I'm like at my desk, at work, at home, journaling, exercising. But when I'm driving, my two unintentional models are just on fire. And I've recognized that the emotions that I'm having are guilt and sadness, and they are coming out as kind of road rage and anger. And I know this isn't healthy, and I know it's not fair to the other drivers on the road that are all crazy and idiots. They're all terrible drivers, and I'm the best driver out there, of course.
Of course.
But I know this isn't healthy, and all the tools in my tool chest have not really been able to.
Okay, what tools have you tried already?
I do a lot of reframing my thoughts, like, how is this serving me? Billy, you know you're upset right now. You know you feel sad. You know you feel guilty. Those emotions are okay, but how is you getting angry at the guy in front of you serving you? Because a lot of that is, and I've tried listening to music. I've tried listening to podcasts. Well, Corinne's rants are probably not the best when you have a road rage and you're feeling angry. Just a hint. But it's, I've tried music, but I still get distracted with the thoughts, and I still get angry when I'm driving, and I'm embarrassed. This is an embarrassing thing to admit.
Well, first, don't be embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed because just don't be embarrassed. But I think this is fascinating because I think what is happening here, because I'm all about like brain science and all that kind of stuff. I think what's happening, and it's like, you know, when you're driving, you don't have to engage your, you know, your prefrontal cortex, right? You don't have to engage your, Billy left. Billy, raise your hand again. I'm just going to keep talking. And if you raise your hand, I'll bring you back on. But when we're driving, you know, like how sometimes when you're driving and you get to your destination and you realize that, that you got there and you were like, you don't really know how you got there. You don't remember the drive and things like that because your prefrontal cortex and your planning brain and your, you know, your brain up here was just not engaged. This back brain was engaged where it knows where to go, your habit brain, right? It knows where to go. It knows how to get you there. It knows how to keep you safe. It's the same part of your brain that controls breathing and, you know, all that kind of stuff, right? And so, I don't see Billy coming back. So it's totally normal that when you're driving, you're not being like super intentional about your thoughts, right? You're not, cause you're in a place where you're used to it. You're familiar, you know where you're going. There's just, you know, there's not anything to kind of engage in unless you do it intentionally. Right. And so for Billy, and comment in here, Billy, if you can't get on or something. But for you, Billy, it is about being super intentional in your while you're driving. And it sounds like you're trying a few things and you're just practicing. So first off, no matter what you figure out to do, it's going to take time and practice for sure. And so y'all put some suggestions in the chat if you want to. There's Billy. Okay. Let me bring her back. She probably just clicked something accidentally. There you are. Oh, wait, hold on.
I had to change computers and rooms. It completely, my phone just kicked me out.
Okay. All right.
I didn't even hear you. Sorry.
Okay. Well, and you can listen back at it when I was talking to, but it's totally, I was just saying this is totally normal.
Okay.
Because you're not engaging in your, you know, with your brain when you're driving, really. You're just kind of checked out. I mean, kind of like when you get to your destination, you don't even know how you got there, right? Because you're just letting your brain go wild with all the thoughts while you're driving. That's what I think is going on.
Okay.
So the first step again is the awareness, and then not beating yourself up thinking that you're broken or something's gone wrong or you'll never figure this out. And so it's just a matter of really practicing being intentional while you're driving with practicing those new thoughts. I mean, you can have you done something like just putting sticky notes and stuff in your car to practice?
No, I think I have a lot of thoughts that I've been posting on my fridge every day and thoughts that I've been keeping. So maybe I'll just start posting some of those in my car.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely do that. Yeah.
And, because I just know this isn't helpful, and right. I know it's bringing out anger that I don't need to be having.
Well, the other thing
is anger that I do need to deal with, but right now it's kind of towards my husband's illness, and I can't really get it all worked out yet. I think that's going to take me a little bit of thought work and more time. So I'm working on that daily to try to break that down.
But yeah, but even before, practicing the new thoughts, it's a matter of just allowing yourself to feel anger.
Thoughts. Anger and guilt. I feel guilt because the last 60 days have been about me, and I've been taking care of myself.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, like I have some power that I missed some signs that his illness was taking a turn, you know, like.
Oh, well, that's a TNT. Do you know what TNT is?
What's TNT?
So that was a new term that we learned from Jenny Vestal, who's another member of the tribe, and she's training to be a coach actually. And she, I think, came up with that. It's something like terrible, nasty thoughts, I think that's what it. I mean, you know, you.
Okay, sure. Yeah. So I have some of those.
Yes.
And those are the ones that come up when I'm driving, and I've been, you know, doing models on them. I've gotten an intentional model that when I can really think it, I believe my intentional model.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I feel like the guilt and anger and sadness are okay. Like they're okay, but they need to come down a little bit in their intensity, not be so explosive, as I guess TNT is a good word.
Well, and that's the thing. And that's what you can practice while you're driving, is you can practice feeling that.
Okay.
And then you don't, you know, because again, this is all about urges, right? I mean, road rage is just like overeating. It's just like over drinking and everything else, right? It's an urge to not feel something. And so, you know, or to, you know, to get your, you know, get your emotions out on somebody else or whatever. And so this is a wonderful practice for you to do, to just feel the feelings and then not go to that action line of yelling or, you know, road rage.
Innocent people, yes. And some days it comes out that way. Some days I cry the entire way to work or I cry the whole way home, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay feeling my emotions. I think I've done a lot of work on that where I'm okay. Mm-hmm. I just want them to come out in a healthy way and express them in a healthy way, and they're legitimate, where I'm not delegitimizing my feelings anymore. I'm very thankful for this work. I mean, I don't think I could have gotten through this without PMP. So
good. I'm so glad to hear it.
And I'm sorry, I'm getting a little emotional, but
no, go ahead. I mean, and
emotional.
Yes. And crying is another thing. Like crying is something that so many of you all,
avoid
and try not to do. And people think of that it's a sign of weakness and all that kind of stuff. I wish I cried more. I cried like 3 times in Nashville last weekend, and I was so freaking proud of myself, because that is our body's physical response to emotion, right? That means we are feeling our feelings, we are doing the work, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with it, nothing weak about it, nothing. And the more that you cry and allow yourself to cry, because some people think, you know, oh, I can't go to work and just cry all day. But it's like, if you can allow yourself to cry in, you know, certain situations, then you're not going to try, you know, you're not going to be doing it all the time. And so just to allow that emotion out in that.
Allow it out. Because yeah. I do have a lot of happiness and joy right now too. And I'm trying to remember that and keep that because I think that's what keeps me going is just knowing how far I've come.
Right. Absolutely.
Being the same person I was 2 months ago.
And that is another practice that is so important. That's something I've been working on too, in terms of just totally reminding yourself every day how far you've come, right?
Yeah, I just have to remind myself, and I'm thankful, and I love to read encouraging stories and other people that are really putting these tools into practice and really making their lives grow. Yes. And I said, why am I so, I'm so good in getting some of this done, but this area has just been really a struggle, and I recognize it's just another urge that I'm needing. Yes. I'm needing an urge. Negative way.
Yes. And I was just listening to Corinne's Weekend Motivator from yesterday. And yes, by the way, that is like required listening for everyone. Amazing. And she talked about, you know, we dismiss the urge to punch people in the grocery store or whatever we want to do to them all the time. And you resist the, or not resist. Ooh, no, not resist. Yeah. You dismiss the urge to, you know, to get out of your car and go and beat someone else up in another car, right? And so, you know, you're already dismissing that urge. It's just time to practice dismissing, you know, cussing at people, yelling at people in the car. It's just, that's the next thing for you to work on. Poor Billy.
Okay, now I'm going crazy again. Sorry.
Okay, so so I think you're good to go.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. Thanks, Betsy.
All right, bye. I don't know what's going on with her phone. Okay. Irma, Terry, and Sierra are up next. And then I don't have anybody else. So y'all raise your hand if you want to get coached. Okay. Irma, you're up next. Hey.
My first coaching call.
Oh, good. Congratulations. You did it.
Well, I joined in April. I don't even know what my question is. I've actually gained like 2 pounds. And I'm following the 4 basics. That's I've planned every day. I'm assessing every day, eating and sleeping. I think my problem is the hunger scale. And also eating extras. Mm-hmm. For example, I'll plan like a small piece of an omelet and some crackers. I finish and then I go back and have more crackers. Mm. And then I go have more crackers. It's not an urge per se, because I'm not craving the crackers or anything like that.
Oh yeah, you're responding to an urge. I mean, you want to go get more crackers for some reason. Why do you think that is? Why do you, like, when you have, when you eat the omelet and the crackers, are you satisfied? Are you at your plus 2 when you eat, like, the first amount that you made?
I don't know that I can tell. I think maybe I'm eating, it's a combination of eating too fast and eating with distractions.
Yeah.
Because I cannot really, I have a hard time with this. The sitting with discomfort is something like, oh no, I need to get more. And in that gap, because then I'm like, oh my God, I'm too full.
Mm.
So obviously I was at +2. Obviously I couldn't tell yet because maybe I ate too fast, but I was at +2 because when I eat more, then I'm like, oh no, that doesn't feel that good.
And so why do you choose to get more when you know you're at +2?
Yeah. I don't know.
What are you thinking? Are you just thinking like, screw it, I ate past my 2 anyway, might as well eat some more?
It's more like, just a couple of more crackers, who cares? Like, no big deal. You know, whatever.
And that may be all it is. Like, it may just may be like, oh, this won't make a difference. Like, this will be okay. Those are the most poisonous thoughts you can have. Those really simple, short thoughts.
Yes.
That because if they result in you getting more food when you don't need it, then they are the most poisonous thoughts that are out there. And we think they're innocent little thoughts. There you are.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. So it's like, Yeah, those can be some of the most poisonous thoughts. And sometimes we just disregard them like, oh, it couldn't possibly be that simple, that it's just like, oh, I'll just have a few more. But a lot of times that's what it is.
It's making, I'm not losing. So obviously, I mean, I think also my thyroid, because I have thyroid problems. And
But don't get that.
I'm going to a doctor on Monday to get my lab work, as I usually do. But I'm not blaming that because obviously I know that.
You're on
basics.
Yeah.
None of them make you gain weight, obviously, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, okay, maybe they didn't help you lose weight, but they're not going to make you gain weight. Absolutely not.
You're just, you're still overeating.
I'm overeating. Yeah. I'm overeating.
And it may be just like a few crackers here and there. It's not like you are, you know, but that is what makes it, because you're not gaining a ton of weight, right? You're just gaining a couple of pounds. And so we know it's not a lot of food, but it is just these little choices, these little quits, one after another, that just add up to you, you know, not get losing and just gaining a little bit. So
how do I break that habit, or what can I think instead of thinking, oh, whatever, it doesn't matter? Because it matters.
Well, it does matter. And that might be your thought, like, this matters. This choice that I'm about to make matters to my goals. I mean, what are your goals? What do you really want? I mean, I'm asking you, what do you want?
Oh, no, I'd like to lose. I have like 20 pounds to lose.
Okay.
I'm in the Queen's Club because I lost weight previously. I was 190. I went down to 130. Mm-hmm. Now I'm back up to 160.
Okay. So every time that thought comes up, you know, you hear that thought like, oh, just a few more won't matter. You can ask yourself, is this choice going to get me to my goals, to my goal weight? I mean, just ask yourself that.
Is this choice?
Is this next choice I make either going to get me to my goal weight or not? Mm-hmm. Because it's this weight loss, and this is for everybody, this weight loss journey is just one choice after another. That's all it is. You can boil it down to that. It's just a series of thousands and thousands of choices every day. And so, yeah. It's just a matter, and you're right. It is going to be uncomfortable. I mean, you got it, and you. This is what you signed up for. If you want to lose weight, discomfort is required, but it's not going to kill you or get you pregnant, and it's gonna, you know, you're going to be okay after, you know, after it's over, right?
What is what is the resistance to discomfort? Because I mean that you know, now I'm thinking, I keep leaving bites. Mm-hmm. Of food, and I'm thinking, you know, it's not gonna kill me, or waiting longer to eat. I'm like, I'm not a child. I don't need to be fed every hour, whatever. Mm-hmm. I can wait. I'll be cool. I'm not gonna like, mm-hmm. please, you know. Mm-hmm. Like yesterday, I had lunch like at 2 because we were doing the, you know, I was working a TV show, so we were doing some stuff, and I couldn't have lunch until 2. But I was like, okay, mm-hmm. I can wait until 2. I'm not gonna freak out.
Yeah,
right. But the discomfort still. What is that? What is that? What is, why is it so uncomfortable for us to accept discomfort as far as eating?
It's two things, really. So it's totally normal, right? Because our brain, when this discomfort comes up, our brain thinks that we're like dying. It thinks because, you know, we're doing something new, we're doing something that we haven't done before. So our brain just freaks out, right? And then, so when our brain is freaking out, then we like freak out even more on top of that, right? Like, oh my gosh, something has gone wrong here. And so that's what it is. That's what discomfort is. It's like, it's just, you know, our brain doing exactly what it was designed to do, exactly how we have evolved. Like, you know, we were cavemen and we had to like eat as much as we could, you know, to save up for the winter or whatever. So when we decide we're not going to eat for a couple of hours, even though we're hungry, our brain freaks out. I mean, it's just because it still thinks we're cavemen. And so it's totally normal. But, and that's where you have to stop. You have to say, oh, okay. And that's what all of this urges work is this month, is this is totally normal for my brain to do this and for me to have this discomfort. And I'm not going to freak out over it. I'm not going to resist it because it is just an urge and it is no big deal.
That helps, yes. Yeah. It's normal. I'm not going to think, oh, no, I have to fight the discomfort, but rather, okay.
And it sounded like you had work to do. Like, you had other things to do, other things to focus on. So you just get back to work, and you just move forward. And, you know, yeah, there's still going to be stuff going on in your head. That's normal, too. But it's like you just redirect, and you do your work, and then, you know, you'll eat later. But it's a practice of that. Yes. But it's just like nothing has gone wrong. Nothing is amiss. These urges. Yes,
I remind myself that nothing is wrong. It's just,
yes, nothing is.
It is
wrong.
What it is.
It is. It's just. It's me being human. It's my brain being pretending it's like a caveman because it doesn't know any better, and I got work to do. So back to work.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye. Okay. Bye. Love that. So Karen is a newbie, and she says, is this a one-on-one coaching for this particular person? Okay, Karen, anyone can get coached during this office hours coaching. You just raise your hand. You will see a button down at the bottom where it says raise your hand. So you don't have to have an appointment ahead of time. If you want to get coached, if you want to come on the screen with me, you raise your hand. If you don't and you just want to watch this time, you can just sit here and watch. So that's how it works. All right, Kara, Lorena, and Andrea are next. Kara, you're up. Hey, let me unmute you. Here we go. Hi, how are you?
Good. Can you hear me?
Yes. What's up?
Okay. So I am an April newbie. Yes. It's my first coaching call as well.
Awesome.
I basically didn't really start until May.
Totally fine.
you know, I was all in, I was all excited. I had a work trip, in the middle of May that took me out for 4 or 5 days, which was sort of a disaster, but I came back and I was ready to go.
Okay.
I was doing my plans, doing my water, doing my sleep, doing all the stuff. Started working out, and the scale was going down, and then it stopped, and it kept stopping, and it kept stopping, and it kept stopping, and it felt like forever. And all of the, well, you know, this clearly isn't going to work for me.
So how long are we really talking about here? How long was it?
Like a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks. Okay.
Right. Right.
So just for everybody, this is our new, you know, and for our newbies too, you're not going to lose weight every week and you're going to have plateaus. Okay.
Right.
And you seem to be aware of that already. So I won't.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. And even as it was happening, I was aware, like, this is absurd. Just settle it down. We're going to be fine. But it felt like I was just getting this, the voice was getting manic in the back of my head, like, oh my God, again, another day. And it's even gone up. Oh my gosh, what is going on here? So like that sort of crazy voice. And then it was like a fever broke. And I didn't really even do anything to, you know, move myself forward. And I got up and I didn't lose any weight, but I just was like, okay. Like, I'm just gonna, my job is to just keep doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And, you know, the weight will sort itself out at some point. My issue, so that's sort of, you know, the ups and downs. My issue right now is that with the planning, I'm not doing realistic planning, and I'm not doing it because I have some reason, just have this resistance to going to the grocery store and like getting the food and making the food that is going to be a realistic plan for me. So at some point, I don't know if it's sabotage or what, because then I'll put stuff on my plan, then I won't have the stuff to make it. And then I'll be like, well, I don't have the stuff to make it. I better eat this block of cheese or whatever it is. So it feels like that's like the thing right now.
I know what's going on for sure. I mean, your brain is looking for a reason that this isn't going to work.
Okay.
I mean, because you already told me, like, you know, your brain went crazy when you didn't lose, mm-hmm. you know, and so, I mean, and when I say crazy, you know what I mean?
Like, Yeah.
But I mean, all those same thoughts that you were thinking, mm-hmm. you know, when you, when the scale wasn't cooperating, now it's mm-hmm. like, well, we can keep thinking those if we just don't go to the grocery store. Uh-huh. Because it's easier for us to think these, because these right, are things we've right. always thought that
right.
you can't lose weight, you'll never mm-hmm. lose weight, you'll never keep it, or if you do lose weight, you'll never keep it off. Mm-hmm. You know, our brain is just desperate to go back to what it's always thought. Right. It doesn't want to do anything new. It's lazy.
Right.
And so it doesn't want to go to the store, and it doesn't right. want to, you know, do all this new stuff. And so you've got to, and so again, this is an, another urge. It's an urge to not go to the store, right? It's right. an urge to, right. you're responding to the urge to just stay at home and, right. you know, and complain and worry, like, and all that.
An infinite number of excuses. I mean, I have zero excuses, and,
right.
but I'm right. amazed at what I'm able oh, yeah. to come up with.
I mean, it's almost like it's lazy, but then our brain is lazy, but then it gets super creative with all these.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just desperate to not help you, you know,
yeah, and so
that pesky little brain. So mm-hmm. what do you think you need to do to solve this issue?
Just go to the damn grocery store. it's like I'm trying to build a rocket ship or something. I just need to go to the grocery store.
You need to go to the grocery store, and you need to allow all the stuff to come up. From the moment you leave your house, get in the car, drive there, you're going to want to turn a different way. And then, you're going to want to, then you're going to get all of it. You're going to get all the food, and then you're going to bring it home. And you're like, oh, I'll cook later. Yeah. I'll cook later.
I need to prep.
So you got to be on to yourself every step of the way, because I mean, and you're already on to yourself, but it's like, these sneaky little thoughts come in. Well, just do it later. I mean, we went to the store. Mm-hmm. That was like a big step for us. So let's just watch, you know, Game of Thrones for, you know, a few hours. And then maybe we'll cook if we feel like it or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
I mean, you can definitely practice some thoughts, you know, mm-hmm. on your way to the store. Like, this is what's going to get me to my goals. This is...
Right.
What's going to get me off this? Because it's really not a plateau, a weight loss plateau, because a real true weight loss plateau is like 4 to 6 weeks. So, but it's like, this is what will get the scale moving again. I know it.
Yep.
I'm thankful that I know what the solution is, you know, just a matter
of. It's not a mystery.
It's nothing is confusing, you know, nothing is just, a mystery to solve. So. Right. Get to the store.
All right. Just go to the grocery store.
Go to the grocery store and watch your brain with curiosity and not judgment. Just, I just love to say, I mean, I'm from the South, so it's like, just God bless that brain.
God bless that brain.
Just doing what it was designed to do. But I'm not going to respond to it. I'm not going to like entertain it anymore.
Right. So. Right.
All right, get to the store post in the group when you go to the store. Tag me because I want to know how it went.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Let's see. You have to have a camera on either your phone or computer, Susie, to get coached. You got to have a cam. But most computers have cameras built into them now, but your phone definitely has a camera in it. Karen, she's wondering how often these coaching opportunities occur. I do this every week, usually on Saturdays. Coach Kathy does it on Tuesdays. And then Corinne coaches twice a week, but that has to be scheduled ahead of time. So all of that is at pnptribe.com. And you go to, let me just look. Exactly. I can tell y'all exactly where to go. So you just go to pnptribe.com and you scroll down and you will see our calendar of all of our events that are coming up, all of our live trainings that are coming up. So that's where you find out all the, everything that's going on. Yeah, Lori uses curbside pickup. She don't even have to get out of her car to get her groceries. I've done that a few times too. That is the most amazing invention in the world. Some people do. Yeah, a lot of people do food prep on while they're listening to me on Saturdays sometimes. I love that. It's just like a standing appointment with yourself, right? I do it on Sundays. And I definitely go to the grocery store on Sundays. And then sometimes I prep stuff ahead of time, or sometimes I plan to do it during the week. But, you know, it's totally up to y'all. Okay, Lorena, you're up next. Oh, the time always goes by so fast, y'all.
Hear me? Hi. Hi. That was easy. I didn't have to do anything.
No. You just have to sit there and talk.
I had no idea. This is, fun. Okay. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
So I actually posted in the Q&A on Thursday about the work question and not how do I deal with not liking where I'm working now.
Yes, I just listened to that in the shower.
Okay.
Like an hour ago. So.
So then I went to Ask Coaches, yes, and I posted my questions in there. And so ultimately it comes down to why do you care? And the only answer I can come up with is because it's the right thing to do.
Why do I what? You cut out for a second. What did you say?
Why do I care? Why do I care about my job?
I answered that question actually. I remember that now.
Oh, okay. You do? Okay, good. Yeah. Okay. So you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
So I feel like it's the right thing to do to care. It's like ingrained in, that's part of how I do a good job. And that's how I do my job well.
Okay. But then
I got to thinking, well, do I have to care to do my job? And I really don't. I mean, technically I can go through all of the motions, right, and not care and get the job done.
Right.
But then does that change my integrity as a person if I'm not... Does it make sense?
Yes. I mean, you are doing the work right now. You're asking yourself all the right questions in terms of like, do I care? Yes. Why? Do I have to care? And, you know, and you're exploring that. And like, it's like, no, you don't have to care. You can care about a paycheck, right? You can care about keeping your house, you know, not being homeless. You know, people who don't care about what they do as their job, they care something or they wouldn't be doing, you know, they care that they get a paycheck. And so, but I mean, it makes for a more pleasant experience at work if you care what you're doing, usually.
I dread getting up and going. I'm getting to that point where I can feel my attitude is crappy and negative.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like that. That's not the way to do the day.
Right.
So how do I do the best I can, not care too much, but still...
Why not care too much?
I don't know. I feel like then I put myself out there and it doesn't pay off.
How are you defining payoff?
Money in one way. I don't feel like I'm getting paid what I'm worth. That's one thing. I also I feel like I'm taken advantage of in some ways.
Okay. There's no one. And this is for everyone in any situation on the planet. No one can take advantage of you ever. You are responsible for your thoughts and feelings always.
Right.
You are depending on people and things to change at work for you to be happy.
And they're not going to.
And they're not. They might, but you don't want to depend on that. Yeah, right. You don't want to be waiting on that, or you'll be waiting a long time because there'll always be something you want to be different.
Right.
So you get to decide every day when you wake up whether you want to feel dread or you want to feel something else.
Right.
All on you.
So I just make that decision, and then I just like remind myself of that. Is that it? It's really that simple.
Well, it's that simple, but it's not necessarily that easy because those old thoughts and that dread is not just going to disappear.
Right.
It's going to come back and you have to just keep reminding yourself, no, I like getting a paycheck, you know, and then you can add on to that, right? But it's like, no, I'm not going to feel dread today. I've decided every morning, this is something Corinne taught me the other day. Every morning, Corinne wakes up before she even gets out of bed, before her feet hit the pillow, she decides how she's going to feel every day. And so I started doing that. It's literally been like a week and I've done it 3 out of the 7 days. You know, it's like, it's not going to be perfect. It's never going to be perfect. Right. And it's not going to be perfect at first, for sure. Right. And you just have to practice it. And so I, you know, today, and so then I ask myself, it's that powerful question of the day that is in our planner and that you newbies will learn about and all this kind of stuff. How can I feel blank today? And what I chose today was curious. How can I feel curious today? But for you, it can be anything you want. And that gets your brain working all day long. And then another thing I do is that I use my phone. I have an app called Alarmed. But you can, I mean, there's a million apps that will send you reminders throughout the day of your question. And so that's what I do. And so, because you're going to forget it. You know, you're not going to just be totally focused on your question of the day all day, or you know, how you want to feel all day. You're going to be doing other things. And so, yeah, so it's like, it's simple, but then it takes practice and time for it to get easier and easier.
Okay.
But it's just amazing. It's like, I could talk about it all day long, but until you do it, until you practice it, you won't know really what it really the impact it can have. I mean, and it just sounds woo-woo and, you know, cuckoo sometimes. But when you get your brain working on positive things and how to like your job and how to, you know, because I think you said, you talked about this payoff, right? You're looking for a payoff outside of yourself, money, maybe positive affirmations from, you know, bosses or whatever, you know, you're and all this stuff. And that's all great. And, but that's bonus. You know, you don't have to have that. People who are, you know, prison guards and everything else, I mean, they love their jobs because they have just decided that they are going to love their jobs, and it's their responsibility to just decide on that and do the work every day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I can do that.
Yeah. It's just practice and time and, and a lot of writing, you know, definitely do a lot of writing, like get your thoughts out right now of, you know, of really all your thoughts around your job, your current thoughts that aren't serving you. And then no judgment there, just in terms of like, this is what I've been thinking for a while. It's just what my brain is used to thinking and I'm not going to beat myself up over it. I'm just going to be curious or open or whatever to what I could think instead and how I want to feel. Okay. And I mean, and it sounds like from, you know, what's been going on, you'll get a lot of opportunities during the day to kind of practice these thoughts, yep. Right? In terms of whatever goes on.
Absolutely.
That, you know, that you're now thinking, not thinking great about. So.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. We'll get to practicing.
Thank you.
Okay. Talk to you later. Okay. Let's see. Judith said she was experiencing work burnout. I had to remind myself that my job at the time was how I made my living, but it wasn't my life. I needed and wanted the paycheck, so I did my job while looking for a new job. Reminding myself I was choosing to do my job, not being forced to do so, was great for my mental health. Yeah, we are not a victim to our choices, right? A lot of us choose a job because we want a paycheck and we want to not be homeless. And yeah, so it's just, it can be as simple as that at first that will, you know, keep you going as you move forward and work on new thoughts. Okay, we have got Heart of Gold, Sierra, and Shanna up. And then a few other folks have their hand up, but those are the next three. That's my alarm. My alarm to app. Speaking of. Hey.
Hi.
Hi, what is your name?
Actually, Joan Thompson.
Joan, okay. Because that wasn't on your...
Why am I so little?
That's sure. How it is on the phone. Like, it, you have the black bars on either side. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is my first Zoom call.
Awesome. You got on.
I'm always in the shadows.
Come out of the shadows. Come out of hiding.
I'm trying. Yes. It's not my normal thing to do.
But that's okay, right? You're doing something new.
Thanks to this tribe, Corinne, the whole thing, I have lost 40 years. Well, I thought I'd lost 40 years of garbage thinking that I'm not good enough for, you know, anything, anybody. But we're going on vacation, and the closer vacation comes, the more the fat girl thinking mm-hmm. and the garbage is coming back. And I have fibromyalgia, which kind of feels in my brain like there's like 20 windows on a computer open at all times, and I've got to get to all of them, so none of them are getting done. Does that make sense?
Mm.
That's kind of how it feels in my brain. I've got like 20 windows open on a computer, and I've got to get to each one of them. Each one of them supposedly is important. So when it comes to getting my 24-hour plan done and my assessments done, sometimes I'm not getting it. It's not happening. And I don't know why.
Okay. So, well, if you had to guess, why would it be?
Other things are just taking up.
Yeah.
Just making my head
spin. You just got, you're choosing priority, other things over this. Okay. And it's like 3 minutes a day. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I want us to, you know, go straight to the action line here, and let's just plan. I mean, you know, we all have a lot of, windows open every day, right?
Right.
We all have things we want to accomplish.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's not a, even saying that, it's like, oh, okay, I guess I got to, you know, go window to window, right? I mean, what do you think about all these windows being open? What do you make that mean?
It's a frustration on my side that I allow all the windows to be open, because I wear a lot of different hats. I've got kids. I help with my mother-in-law who has Alzheimer's. My dad has Alzheimer's. So I'm running the family business, and there's bills to be paid, things that have to get done with the rental properties. I've got my dad that I'm helping out with, my mother-in-law's bills, my own bills.
These are all choices you're making, right?
Yes. Well, sort of.
Okay. How like are they not kind of, all choices that you're making?
Because someone had to take care of my mother-in-law, and it was my husband and
I. If you didn't do it, she might die, or someone else would do it.
Yes.
You chose to do it. Don't make yourself a victim of your own choices.
I like that.
Because I think that's what you're doing with a lot of these open windows.
I think I am.
Yeah.
Wow.
You chose every single one of those open windows.
Okay.
So that's number one.
Okay. I like that's wow. But kind of one of those
yeah.
moments.
What's wow about it?
I never really thought of it as a choice, because family comes first, and of course I've got to step in and help, because like with my mother-in-law, it felt like there was no choice because there was no one else to do it.
But there always was, right? Because there are people all over the place. Their family gets sick, they're on their own.
Right.
And you put family first because you choose to put family first. Everyone else, everyone doesn't.
Right.
And true. You probably like your reason for doing that, right? You love them. You know, so just right. own that, but own that as a okay. choice, not as a, you know, ball and chain that you carry around.
Right.
You can be a victim.
Okay.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah.
That kind of helps me.
Yeah.
Get more focused with things.
Yeah. Because there may be some of those windows that you look at and you're like, maybe I don't want to make this choice anymore. You know, maybe right. I want to say no to this. And that's okay.
Losing some of the garbage in my brain that's been with me for 40 plus years, I've started to do that.
Yeah.
I have a very supportive husband, super supportive. I love him to death.
Mm-hmm.
But the other day he said, well, I haven't really seen you losing weight. I mean, I'm glad you're doing this. I know you're studying. I know you're taking, you know, bookloads of notes mm-hmm. and stuff. And he said, well, I haven't really seen you lose weight, you know, and I haven't. And I said, well, sweetheart, it's not really about you. Mm-hmm. It's about me. And I never would have said that before. And I didn't mean it callously.
Mm-hmm.
I was just, it just is the way I felt at the mm-hmm. moment, you know, and that's so the words that
you're like, out. You're expressing your thoughts and your emotions to your husband, right?
Right.
Without any kind of expectation of how he will respond or whatever. Right.
Right. Right. Yeah. And that so was the first.
You're losing that mental weight. Mm-hmm. You know, you are losing, you, it sounds like you've lost a ton of mental weight. And this is for all the newbies. Like, y'all, this is not one of those programs where the, you know, I think about Nutrisystem or, you know, 15 pounds in the first week.
Right.
This ain't it. And for so many of you all, you have to lose a lot of mental weight first before you ever lose a pound. And that can right. be so much more valuable and just life changing. And then as the mental weight goes down, the physical weight will follow.
That's what I'm hoping. Yeah. Like I said, vacation's coming and it's like, it's trying to come back. I can feel it because I haven't lost any weight. So I'm still in the same, you know, super extra large bathing suits because we go jet skiing and camping.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've got to go another year with this, but the mental weight I've lost, it is huge. And I cry.
Okay, so let's work on this mental weight for this next vacation, right? So when are you going on vacation?
On the 20th of this month, for okay. 10 days.
So you got 12 days here. So probably not going to lose a ton of weight in the next 12 days.
No.
So how do you want to decide right now how you want to think about this vacation? How do you want to feel about this vacation?
I just want to have fun. I just mm-hmm. want to kick back with family and friends and have fun.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I want you to write all that. I mean, like everything you want to think about, like ahead of time, but also okay. after it's over with, like what do you experience do you want? And one of them can be, you know what, this is the last year that I am going to be at this weight for this vacation. I'm going to have fun no matter what, right? Because you can have fun yes. no matter what, but yes. that can be a thought that can really serve you, right? Like, this right. is it. This is going to be the last year that I am, you know, in this size bathing suit, that I am, you know, uncomfortable, whatever, but, yes. you know, or maybe don't even list out all that stuff, but just say, this is the last vacation before, you know, my life is changing. So this is the last vacation before my life really changes. And of course, your life can change a lot in the next 12 days.
Right.
if you wanted to, but it's right. just like thinking of it like that. And not thinking, right. oh, here, because I heard you say something like, here we go again, or something like that. Like, it's another yeah. vacation where I'm not gonna, but you yeah. know, enjoyment doesn't come from the size on your bathing suit, the, you know, whatever it is. Enjoyment comes from your thoughts. So right. you can decide to enjoy yourself and to feel enjoyment no matter what, no matter what size you are, no matter how much you weigh, no matter what. So I want
your
brain to work on that.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
This was a great first call.
We were gonna talk about your planning though. When are you gonna plan every day? What time?
I've tried doing it in the morning. I've tried doing it at night. And sometimes with my fibromyalgia, I'm hurting and I get distracted by that. And sometimes mornings are not good. And I just kind of run to whatever's easy to grab for breakfast. And then I'm like, oh, well, I guess that's what I'll write down.
Okay, so we need to catch it before that. I mean, and I'm literally talking about a piece of paper, not even our planner or anything. Like, what time can you, I mean, even if you're feeling some pain and stuff, I mean, I want you to set like this, like set an alarm on your phone.
Okay.
And you're going to do this 2 to 3 minutes of planning, just scribbling down what you plan to eat every day. So what time would be good?
I think in the evenings, when everybody settles down, I usually take an hour or so to kind of just decompress, let my my nighttime meds kind of kick in, so I can do it then.
Okay. Okay. Like you take your meds, you do your plan.
Okay.
And that will, it's so interesting that you said, like, that will help with your relaxation and stuff, because the next day is already decided, right? You're not going around in your head about what am I going to eat tomorrow? What do we have? All this kind of stuff.
Right.
It feels so good when things are just decided and, you know, no more drama, no more going around in your head. So take your meds, do your plan.
Okay. I'm an April baby here. Yes. So any of the newbies, I haven't lost any weight, but the mental garbage, it's huge. And I can't thank you guys enough. You guys have literally changed my life. Literally.
Awesome. So awesome.
I appreciate all of you guys.
All right. Take care and keep us posted on how that vacation goes. And even like the time leading up to vacation, if you need any more help on those thoughts or, you know, post and ask coaches, whatever you need. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Sure.
Bye-bye.
Oh, it gives me chills. I mean, how awesome is my job, y'all? Okay. That was a good one. All right. Sierra, Celeste, and Indria. Indria, hopefully you won't get kicked off. All right. Sierra. Are you there? Sierra?
Hello?
Okay, you are. Hi.
Hi. Sorry, I had to accept all this stuff on my phone. Okay. Okay. So I think this is probably a good follow on after Joan's question. It's my first one, so I'm a little bit nervous, but so I need help leveling up a bullshit thought that I keep seeing come up on my Hello Scale worksheets and my recovery worksheets. Okay. So I joined last May and then did nothing with the whole thing for really until March of this year. Mm-hmm. And then April, I got a good Marco Polo group and have been doing a lot of the work, doing recovery sheets, making plans, following plans, all that stuff. But I haven't lost any weight yet. And I keep seeing this thought come up of what's the point of doing all of this if I'm not losing weight? Since again, there's a lot of mental stuff that I've seen and I go through and I focus on non-scale victories and all this other stuff. But I still see this thought come up of why am I doing all of this? I wasn't gaining weight before I was maintaining. So now I feel like I'm putting a lot of work into this without getting any of the output, you know, losing any weight.
Okay, so what's the point?
I don't know.
You don't know, so.
Yeah. Again, my non-scale victory. So I'm better. I'm getting more consistent workouts in. Mm-hmm. I'm more aware of my emotional eating. So if I want to eat and I feel those urges, I recognize them more. Mm-hmm. I'm better at stopping at my +2 and not eating till I'm hungry. Mm-hmm. And I'm replacing these, I used to eat a lot after work and now I just drink tea and read. Mm-hmm. I see all these things and I'm I'm doing all of this and I'm not seeing any results.
Okay. So that is a bullshit thought, because for every single one of those things you said, every single one of those is an action, right, that you listed.
Mm-hmm.
you're getting a result already from those. Like, just pick one. Pick one and tell me one right now that you just listed.
Okay, so, like, replacing my after-work eating with just, like, something else.
Okay. So what result are you getting with that beyond weight loss?
Well, so I identified that the reason I was eating after work was because I was just tired from the day and I needed to, like, transition better. So I'm replacing that, and it's actually helping me relax more, and then I don't end up with, like, beating myself up for the rest of the day for snacking when I wasn't hungry.
Okay, so you're getting in more relaxation.
Yeah.
That sounds like a pretty good reason, right?
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds like a pretty good, like, what's the point? That could be on that list, right? Of what's the point of doing all this.
Okay.
So I want you to go through every single one of those actions and say, okay, what is a result I'm getting? Like, what is a benefit that I'm getting from that? Even though it's not on the scale yet, but you are getting benefit because, or otherwise you wouldn't keep doing it. Mm-hmm. Right. And kind of an overall thought that you can think is, like, all of this that I'm doing right now is setting me up for weight loss.
Okay.
When I am ready.
Okay.
Because you are just building habit upon habit upon habit, right? I mean, you're doing it the right way. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. It's like, when people aren't losing weight, they think, I must be doing something wrong. You know, I must be not doing this right, or I'm a unicorn and this doesn't work for me. And it's like, no, you're doing it right. Just like with Joan, right? She's doing all this mental work ahead of time. It's totally setting her up, and you're doing it too. It's totally setting you up so that when you are ready, when you're ready to level up, you know, and we can talk about your food and stuff in a minute, but it's like, you're setting your brain up ahead of time to be totally ready to lose weight when you decide you're ready to lose weight.
Okay.
Are you buying it? Are you buying
it? Yeah. No, I buy it. And I guess what sort of comes back is, like, well, I mean, sure, but I don't want to wait for, like, more and more months, right? You know? So,
but
it's
what
just
if, like, it's what it, okay. So, but you, like, when you lose this weight, don't you want it to be the last time you lose it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you want it to be like, you want to be able to lose it the way you can live it for the rest of your life and all of that. And this is for all the newbies too. That's, I just said, this is not a quick weight loss program.
Yeah.
Sierra has been here for over a year.
Yeah.
But that's not the point, right? I mean, like, you ask, what's the point? That is not the point. The point is not just for this number to go down on the scale. Because if that was the point, then, you know, we'd all just be at our goal weight and everything would be hunky-dory. But it's because weight loss is so much, you know, the mental work. And that is what you're doing ahead of time to set yourself up for the weight loss. You just gotta, you gotta trust me here in terms of, like, how important. But we can also talk about in terms of you leveling up with, so where are you, like, with your four basics?
So, so we talked about it in the Marco Polo group. So this month we're all sort of focusing on overeating. So going through the binges and urges, and then a little bit of the ending overeating stuff. Because one of the things I also noticed that I think it's an urge is, like, the urge to, like, finish my plate. So I'll have a thought of, like, okay, I think I'm full. And then, like, I'll be like, well, it's only four more bites or whatever, or that kind of urge. So trying to focus on, like, listening to that. And, like, so, like, what I started doing yesterday is, as soon as I have an urge for that, I, like, put a paper towel over my plate and then, like, walk away for, like, 15 minutes.
Love it.
And so it's like, well, it's still there if you are hungry, but, like, you don't have to eat it right now.
So why do you want to finish your plate?
I think it's, like, growing up in the clean plate club is just an ingrained habit. But the other half, I think, is that, like, I look forward to eating. And I think a lot of it goes back to, like, after lunch or after work, it's like a break. Like, I feel like it's something that I'm, like, allowed to take that time for myself because everybody has to eat. Right. So, like, not wanting to really end that, like, break time, I guess. I don't know.
Well, and watch the thought, everybody has to eat, right? I mean, we have a lot of members who eat like once a day because that's only when they're hungry. So watch that thought just because, you know, everybody doesn't have to eat, right? I mean, just you got to pay attention to your hunger scale. But yeah, you're totally onto yourself in terms of like, you know why, you want to just keep sitting there and like relaxing and eating. I mean, simple as that. There's not any deep, dark secret. But what you're doing in terms of like building this new habit and, you know, actually like putting the paper towel over it and all that kind of stuff is a great idea because it just like, you've got that pattern interrupt, right? Where you're not like looking at the food anymore because you put the paper towel over it. You're getting up and moving around and getting your brain, you know, focused in other places other than the food. I bet you anything, you call me back. You call me back 2 weeks from today and you'll be losing weight.
Okay.
Because this is for so many of you all, it's a difference of like 2 or 3 bites at every meal to get the scale going. You're just overeating just that much. And it's probably keeping you, because you're just like kind of maintaining, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So if you're just maintaining and you're not like actively gaining, then that's what it is. That's what it is. Okay. And your brain wants to tell you, no, you've got to do much more complicated things, you know? Yeah. And so, nope, it's a 2-3 bites. So start tracking that, you know, really get good at that every meal. And like you said, you can assess your hunger scale. You know, you always want to follow your hunger scale. So if you get up and move around and you're still hungry, then you can go back and have it. But I bet you more often than not, you won't. And then you can practice tossing it, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Or putting it away or whatever it is. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
You got it. But yeah, I want you to go through that list because I think you look at that list and you're like, well, this isn't enough to lose weight. Yeah. Right? Like, and I want you to take, you know, I want you to like pat yourself on the back and give yourself credit for all this work that you've already done in the last year, again, to set you up for right where you need to be today to start losing weight.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right.
Perfect.
See you later. All right.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Celeste, Andrea, and Josephine are up next. I love the name Celeste. It's so pretty. Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you see me?
I can see you. Can you see me?
I cannot see you.
Oh, okay.
So that's really weird. Let me see if I can fix that real quick. Okay. I hope that doesn't pop me out. Well, anyway, so hi.
Hi. Well, you don't have to see me. It's okay.
Am I in frame?
Yes.
This is kind of ironic because just FYI, I'm already crying.
Okay.
Go right ahead. That sucks. But
no, it doesn't suck. Feel your feelings.
I feel them too much, man. I'm so sorry. I know I keep doing that. Sorry, I'm crying. This is my hard thing of the day to do.
Yes.
So I've been in the tribe since January. Oh my gosh. And I've been watching these calls and stuff. And I was like, you know what? I've got to get one on. So I've signed up for that transformation weekend. I feel really dumb too looking at this. But again, tell me if I get off frame or something.
Okay, you have got to work on your negative self-talk. I've heard dumb and stupid, and you are just sitting here being a human, feeling your feelings and crying and talking. That's it.
I do need to work on that self-talk. And it's something that I've realized, like, even getting like as you were getting closer and closer to me, like, you know, I was just like, I was freaking out. Like, I sent my Marco Polo group like a message. I'm like, I'm freaking out. And I knew it was going to be super hard, but the reason I'm doing it is because I've signed up for the transformation weekend, and I want to try to, for lack of a better way to put it, get out of my own way. Like, I think a lot of it is, like, I want to be completely open for that experience. I don't want to be scared of doing things like this, you know? So that's kind of why I've done this today, is because, it scared the crap out of me to do this, just to do this, you know? And it's very frustrating and embarrassing for me to be like, for it to be so hard to even do this.
Okay, you know? So that's where your work is right now. Before you get right. to, and for every, for all the newbies, the Transformation Weekend is in August. It's sold out. It's a private, not a private coaching, but it's a small group coaching event that we're having in Nashville in August. So where you are is like the fact that, again, I want you to go back and listen to everything you said leading up to now, where okay. it's just you're beating yourself up over and over and over, like judging yourself over and over again about how you want to prepare for this, right? But you right. are having thoughts like, I should already be prepared, or I shouldn't have to do this, or right. like that, right? And yes. it's yes. like the first step, and this is work that I've been doing too, in terms of like, we have to live, you know about the model?
Yes.
Like you have to live in that unintentional model, the one that isn't working for you, like the one that doesn't give you the result you want. You have to live in that for a while and like be compassionate with yourself that you are just, and I mean, I was joking kind of when I was calling you out on your negative self-talk, but it's like, you have to just be like, okay, I'm talking negative about myself and that's okay. You have to add, and that's okay at the end. Because you got to move into compassion, because right now you're resisting it. You are, yes. you are mad at yourself. You want it to change like yesterday, and you know, and you're probably yes. feeling some urgency because you got this weekend coming up and you want to be prepared. And number one is that you could walk into that Transformation Weekend in an hour. It could start in an hour and you're right where you need to be. Okay. So it's okay. not, I don't want you to have any expectations of what you need to have figured out by then or whatever. You are right where you need to be. I've been to enough of these events where okay. people walk in and they are exactly where, and just trust me on this, you're exactly where you need to be. I mean, everyone is always exactly, yes. Just like you're, you know, it just,
yeah, exactly.
Take a few breaths. Because it's just where you are, right? It's like, why would you resist? You know, I mean, it's great for us to move forward and evolve and all of that stuff, but we can't, just like with weight loss, we can't hate ourselves on the way down. We can't resist, you know, our thoughts, to move to new thoughts. We have to accept ourselves as we are and where we are right now with compassion and love for ourselves. And like I said, I am doing this work right along with you all. And nothing is wrong. Nothing is broken. Nothing is unfixable. But the first step is just accepting and loving and being okay with where you are right now.
And that's exactly what I want to get to. I mean, the self-love month obviously was huge for me. I resisted a lot of it. One exercise that was really interesting for me was the one where you had to go to the mirror and like pump yourself up and tell yourself like 10 good things about yourself. I mean, all I did was just look at my eyes in the mirror and I just started bawling, mm-hmm. you know, and I was like, okay, so, I mean, and I know that I have self-worth issues and it's always, you know, it's been a problem for me. And I guess maybe I want to say I need help figuring out what to do about it, but I don't like that sentence. I don't like how I'm framing that. You see what I'm saying?
Because you think that there's something to figure out, right? Like you think that there's something that needs to be fixed or there's something broken that needs to be fixed, right? What is?
Well, and also I feel like I shouldn't need help
right.
to do it either. Right. So but yes. both things.
Yeah, it's you've got like this judgment on top of judgment in right. terms of, you know, and it just piles on because we all have stuff that we're working on, but then when we pile on, oh, but I mean, if I've said, well, I'm a coach, I should have everything figured out. You know, I mean, I've said that to myself so many times, right? That's that, we call that secondary emotion. When, yes. I mean, there's actually a name for it where like you feel an emotion and then you think, oh, I shouldn't be feeling this. This is wrong. I should right. have everything figured out. I'm smart. I'm a coach, whatever it is. Right. And right. so, totally normal, totally like a thing. So, yeah, it's just a matter of like, okay, I'm going to, you know, and it sounds to me like you just need to continue on with the self-love work, you know, leading up to August for sure. And you can just start that, you know, those journal prompts back over again. But yeah, I mean, just do that. Don't even worry about anything else. I mean, anything that, you know, where you were crying or where you were really resistant, you know, try it again, move forward again. And if you are crying, if you do feel really resistant, decide that you're just going to come from a total place of curiosity with this work. And you're just going to ask yourself, why am I crying? Why do I feel resistant? Like, why am I making up every excuse in the book not to sit down and do this today? Why? Just come at it from, I think this was in the Urges work. It's like, come at it from a scientist perspective. Like, what could I learn? Like, what could I find out about this? I'm so curious. This is so interesting. And that gets you out of the self-judgment and the beating yourself up.
Okay. Like,
get that's you interesting. Out of the, you know, this shouldn't be happening. I should have this figured out already. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do this, all that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
As soon as you said scientist, I was just like, you know, so looking at it from like a third person almost.
And that takes the drama out of it and the emotion out of it. And I mean, and
that's what I want to do. Yes.
Because you just want, like, you just, okay, I'm just like, experimenting here.
Okay.
And that means it doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be, you know, I'm just seeing what I can see here.
Okay. You know?
And just staying curious. I love curious, willing, open. I love all those feelings. Like, just come at it with that. And then, I mean, and come at the transformation weekend with those kind of feelings. Like, I'm just going to see what I'm going to learn and how I'm going to grow this weekend. And I don't have to have all my weight loss. So many people, you know, want to lose all their weight before events and things like that. It's like, no, you're just right where you need to be.
And I've lost 30 pounds since I joined in January. So that's awesome.
Awesome. Well, you're doing the work then, you know, you know what you're doing. It's just like, this is just your next thing to work on. I love you to say that too. Like, when something comes up, I'm like, oh, this must be my next thing to work on. Thank you, universe, for showing me that.
Okay.
Let's get to work.
So keep on with those journal prompts.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Do you think I should journal longer than that even, or should I just figure it out?
Keep it simple. You need to be doing more. I mean, you know, if more stuff comes up and like when you ask yourself why, you're like, ooh, I might want to write more on that. Then you can make a little note or something. But you got to watch your brain go into, oh, this couldn't be enough. This couldn't possibly be enough for me to do right now.
That's exactly what I'm doing right now. Oh, my gosh. That's exactly it. Okay.
Yes. And that's right. What your brain wants to do. So.
I made it through.
You did. And it was awesome. Because.
Yes. Thank you. It was awesome.
This is
Even though I can't see you.
Yes, I know. All right. Well, I will see you in August.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Betsy.
Okay. Yeah. So the Transformation Weekend is in August, and it's for, I think there are about 50 folks coming, and then we've got our camp that's sold out in like a day for 300 in October. And those are all the events for 2020. So. And then not 2020, 2019. Those are all the 2019 events. And then the 2020 events, I heard on the, one of Corinne's lives recently that's going to be, we're talking about those now. We're planning those now. So those will be announced soon. Okay. I'm seeing if there's any pressing questions here. Nope. Okay. All right, Andrea. Is it Andrea? Andrea? I love that. It's very unique. There she is. Hi.
I'm your frequent flyer over here.
Yes. Yes. Good to see you.
I try to give other people, you know, a chance to come around, and you're like, oh, there aren't too many people. So I jumped in.
Go ahead.
Anyways,
yes.
I So I have a question. Like, okay.
Are you like sitting somewhere? Can you stop moving? Okay.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Just dropped my.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I have a question. All right. I know this is a thought, and I don't want you to yell at me because it's a thought. But all right. So it's been a thought, and then I went to my therapist and I discussed it with her, and I'm slowly converting her to the PNP mindset. I'm trying to, but anyways, just a little background. Like, I had some pretty traumatic childhood, which I know a lot of people have as well. My mom was very physically abusive. Yes.
Okay.
And that's what I said. Don't yell at me.
Okay. I'm not yelling.
I'm but I'm trying to bring it up. Yeah. I know. But I know. That's what I'm saying. You know. So I'm trying to, and that's what I need help with. You know. So the reason why I'm bringing it up is because, you know, as a child, like, in order for me to kind of escape, like, her beating me, because she would sit there and beat me, I would like start counting, and I would like go off into I don't know, I would count to kind of escape my feeling and what was going on. Mm-hmm. And I brought it up to my therapist that, you know, like, I have a hard time sometimes feeling things,
right?
And, you know, she said that it was kind of, you know, it's a survival that I had to do in order to go through what I went through. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I had, like, I went to 11 different schools. Like, I was bounced around a lot. And a lot of my youth was trying not to feel things. And so I don't know, like, and when it comes to, like, the hunger scale, like, I'm either hungry or not hungry. Like, I can't figure out, you know, do I stop when I'm no longer hungry? Go on. Sorry. You know, is that what I'm supposed to do? Is, like, as soon as I'm, you know, I'm hungry and I know that I'm hungry, and then I stop, you know, or I take a bite and then I'm no longer hungry. Does that mean that I am not quite past the two, negative two, or
maybe but you're choosing to feel very confused about it. I can't tell you, okay. I can't get into your body, right? I can't tell you
right.
what your plus two is. And so when you feel what you think is your plus two, then you stop. And then
so
you
is
just
plus
say,
two
really
not feeling hungry is all that it is.
Well, I don't know exactly what you mean by not feeling hungry. It's just like, I mean, cause it's different for everyone. So, but here's right. the deal. Here's some facts that I can give you. A meal should last you about 3 to 4 hours. So if a meal eaten to plus two should last you about 3 to 4 hours at least. So
right. And 2 or 3 bites shouldn't necessarily do that.
No, not usually. I mean, it's usually a few more bites than that, but okay. Everyone is different and everyone is unique, right. And you just have to figure it out, right? But I mean, that's kind of a good guideline to start with. Like, okay, I'm going to stop here and then I'm just going to see how I feel. I'm going to stay really curious about it for the next few hours. I'm going to see, you know, if I immediately get hungry, like in 10 or 15 minutes, I'll eat some more, and that's okay. And
that's
then,
okay.
Then I'll be at my plus two, and then that should last me at least 3 to 4 hours.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Cause that's what keeps, you know, like last week I hadn't lost anything. I'm an April baby and I haven't lost anything. And then last week I had like 5+ pounds off, you know, like I lost 5 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I gained 2 this week. But you know, so I don't know. I had, you know, my son's home from school. I know it's my fault. It's not my son's fault. You know, getting adjusted.
Right? Give me your actions.
Okay.
Why are you gaining 2 pounds? That's what we asked. Okay.
I wasn't focused on PNB. I was making my plans. I've been overeating.
Yeah.
I'm not following my plan. You know, so.
Okay. So it's very clear, right?
Right.
Very simple. Don't complicate it. Don't overthink it.
Right. Okay. And then my other question is, with the TDLs and the journals and the overeat worksheets, mm-hmm. I fill them out, but then it's like, okay, what am I supposed to be getting? How do I get something out of it? How do I, like, I have no problem writing it, and mm-hmm. but then I'm like, okay, well, and it seems like all the overeat sheets, it's just like the same answers, and it's like, I don't know, I'm like, what's supposed to happen?
Well, first off, nothing just happens, right? I mean, you
create. What am I supposed to be looking for?
What you're supposed to be looking for is exactly what you just said. If you're writing down the same thing every time, like the same mm-hmm. thoughts and feelings every time, then you're looking for patterns in those worksheets, right?
Okay.
You're looking for, like, what keeps happening over and over again that is not getting me the result I want.
But it doesn't seem like there's anything specific, like, ever. It just seems like, you know, did I at this time? No, they're all kind of different. Or what was happening that day? Like,
that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, like, what were your thoughts? What are you thinking that is leading you to overeat?
See, that when I write down, I don't get that. Like, I don't. That's the part I'm missing, I guess.
I mean, are you maybe thinking, like, this is good? I want to keep eating it?
Yeah. A lot of it. And what does that mean? Like, so that's just my thought.
Yeah.
I like it. It's good. And that's what I need to change. Is that what I'm supposed to be getting
at? And that creates an urge to eat.
Okay.
And then you respond to that urge. I want you to go through this month's course if you haven't already.
Okay.
Because that Corinne broke it down so simple. It's like, Great. It's not some deep, dark secret. It's not about your past. It's not any of this stuff. We literally just think the same stuff over and over again that we don't want to stop eating, or like, this is good. And then we have an urge to eat, and then we eat. That's it. Okay. So what we have to practice is that, like, we're still going to have those same thoughts come in that we want to keep eating. It's good. We're going to have an urge, and then you don't respond to the urge.
Yeah. And that's
it. He has a 5-step process in there of what you do to not respond to an urge.
Okay.
Yeah. So I want you to go back through and watch that. And because I think you're looking for maybe a more, like, deep, dark reason that you're eating. And usually, I mean, I bet if you went back and looked at those worksheets, it's probably just like, this is good. I don't want to stop.
I mean, and that's one thing I've been struggling since day one is, like, sitting in discomfort.
Yeah.
You know,
we talked about that before.
I know. That's just the theme, and I'm trying to get out of it. And
you practice. You don't get out of it. That is what is required for you to lose weight. Discomfort is required.
Right.
Period.
Right. Well, why I can't sit in discomfort, I guess, is, you know, and that's why I'm thinking. You know, that's why. And then the thought comes, well, maybe because, you know, which is, I guess it's just the wrong thought, you know, like you said, the past has nothing to do with it. If that's been, like, my survival mechanism for so long.
So?
Okay. So? I'm not that anymore.
So you've done something for so long, that doesn't mean you can't change, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, and the only way for you to change is to practice sitting in discomfort.
I know.
There's no way around it. There's no shortcut. There's no way around it.
Okay.
And you have to let all that emotion come up, you know, when you have to let yourself feel everything.
Yeah. All right. Sounds
sorry
good.
I don't have better news to
No, that's fine. No, I sometimes just hearing it, it's like, this is what it is. Now stop it. It's just a thought, you know. Yeah. Betsy said it, you know.
Yeah.
And all right. Well, thank you so much, Betsy.
Okay. All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Sometimes I wish I had better news to convey, but I don't see it as bad news. I see it as, like, reality. Let's get into reality, right? But like you said, Judith, it ain't always easy, but it's worth it, right? I love going to my closet every day and picking out whatever I want and liking what I see in the mirror. I like getting up every morning and feeling good in my body. I like not having, you know, aches and pains. You know, some of y'all like being off your diabetes medication. I mean, it's like, what is really important here, y'all? You know, is it the donut at work? Or is it like your life? Your quality of life? Okay, I'm getting on my soapbox. Okay, Josephine, Vern, that's probably all we'll have time for. Hello? Hello? There you are. Hi. Oh, I can't hear you. You might need to take out your earphones. Nope, can't hear you. You might need to go into your settings. Let's see. Say something. No. No. It's weird. You might have to go into your Zoom settings and turn your audio on. Okay, I'm gonna take you back and then I'll get you after Shawnee. Okay. So just raise your hand again, Josephine. Okay, Shawnee. Oh, Vern. Vern, I wanted to talk to you. Is that Vern Rouser? I wanted to meet you. You've been so awesome in the tribe. Hey.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, it's Shawnee. Okay. Yes. I just wanted to say that I did post a couple of times in the tribe that I was in the hospital May 16th through like the 21st, I think. Mm-hmm. And I had apparently my body creates gallstones, even mm-hmm. though I had my gallbladder removed when I was 17. And I didn't know this, but apparently your body still makes gallstones. And the gallbladder is just to kind of catch them and then crush them up and put process them through the body. But mine burst, so they had to remove it. It was not elective or anything. Anyway, all that said, I thought that the doctor said back when I was 17 that my gallbladder, there were like 153 stones in the ducts, and he hoped he got them all. So I've had 4 surgeries since then to remove stones, and they're big stones. They're like half inch, and they can't pass through my system. Mm-hmm. And so they cause a blockage, and it's really, literally, the doctor said, "You're a unicorn. I've never seen anybody." And I was like, "Oh my God, can I get that in writing?" But so I told him, I'm like, "Okay, a unicorn, what do you feed a unicorn?" He said, "Oh, it has nothing to do with what you're eating." And I was like, "I don't believe you." Because there has to be, you know, he also did say that, anyway, it doesn't matter about all that. Mm-hmm. Basically what I'm saying is, I have been at the same weight, even though I've done a lot of work. I think one of the most powerful lessons, and I don't know where I know it's from Corinne, but was when she said, "What if you were at this same weight? You ate everything you should be eating, doing your 24-hour plan, doing all your 4 basics, and you never lost another pound. Mm-hmm. Would you be okay with that?" And at first I'm like, "Oh, hell no." No way. And then I had to address that and ask myself, well, why, you know, and I wrote all these right answers because I would feel better. And like you said, I wouldn't have the pain in my body. Mm-hmm. I tend to notice that when I eat a lot of sugar, I also have PCOS. So I have a lot of, cysts that form on my ovaries and, caffeine and sugar and all that. So anyway, all that said, I've been really avoiding an extreme diet. A few months ago, I was going to go on the Whole 30 because I thought, well, damn, I'm doing everything right, except I'm not exercising because my body hurts. I have a lot of pain. So even when I'm walking, I get like a hitch in my get along in my side. And so anyway,
so what is your question?
My question is, I'm still at 200 pounds mm-hmm. and after last month, I didn't eat for like the whole time I was in hospital because I couldn't eat while I was going through the surgery. And I would have thought that I would have lost weight, and I didn't. So I'm like, okay.
So what are you making that mean?
Well, since I got out of the hospital and I weighed myself and I'm still at right around 200 pounds, which I've been since September, I lost almost 30 pounds before I joined. I mean, yeah, right before I joined. And because I was listening to P&P since I found.
Okay, what are you making this mean? What are you making this mean? That you didn't gain any weight in the hospital?
Well, just that I'm not losing weight. Like, I'm stuck. I don't want to be stuck, but I'm not losing weight. I'm not gaining weight. I'm maintaining. Mm-hmm. But even not eating any food the entire time I was in the hospital, shouldn't I have lost a few pounds?
You didn't. You didn't. So that's over and done with. So we're here today. So your four basics are just dialed in 100%.
Yes. The only thing I can imagine is when I've heard.
I love it when people say, yes. Well, the only thing.
It's truly that maybe I am eating, maybe I should be dining in, as y'all say, more frequently. I literally do not eat until I'm really past a two. What I think is maybe a three or four, but maybe that is everybody else's two.
Maybe that is your minus two.
Yeah. And so I kind of try to push myself to that. But if I do have to go out, for errands or whatever, I try to pack some food that I know is not going to hurt my stomach. Like I just can't eat any greasy foods or sugar and all that. So I'm eating the foods that I know are on my protocol since I've had this, these problems going on. But, and since then, I've made it crazy, but I kind of don't feel like I've made it crazy. It's like I kind of have been forced to eat no sugar, no flour.
No one forced you to do anything. You're choosing it.
Well, I'm.
The fact that you're being forced, I mean, not the fact. You saying you were forced is your thought that really is probably not helping you all that much.
Yeah. And it's something I've resisted for a long, long time, eating no sugar, no flour, no dairy, no beans, no caffeine, which was my favorite in the mornings. But when I say I was forced, it's because when I have those things, I get very, very sick.
Yeah.
And literally,
You could choose to be sick. You could choose to just feel sick.
That's true.
I mean, this has been a running theme today. You're not a victim to your choices. You don't want to feel sick. So you choose all that stuff, but you could choose to feel sick if you wanted to and eat all those foods, but
that's true. And I'm choosing not to feel sick. So I'm not a victim.
Right.
And I really, like, yesterday was my grandson's birthday party and I ate a piece of cake, and I wrote in my TDL last night, well, I ate the cake because I haven't had any cake, haven't had sugar or flour or any of that for a month now, well, almost since the 16th.
And you deserve it, right?
I deserve it.
Yeah.
And I wrote, and I'm celebrating my grandson. I love him. So then I wrote, well, how silly is that? I'm celebrating him by being with him.
Right.
I don't have to eat the cake.
Right.
But I wrote after the fact.
Yeah. Okay. But you're doing the work, right? You're onto yourself that, like, you're making all these choices and you like your reasons. You want to feel good.
Yeah.
And you're not a victim. You know, you don't have to eat all this stuff. It's like, this is your life. This is, you know, these are the choices that you make. And I wonder if this whole unicorn thing maybe kind of crossing over into weight loss, like, oh, I haven't lost any weight. Maybe I'm a unicorn when it comes to weight loss too.
Yeah.
And that certainly, that's one of those TNTs, terrible, nasty thoughts, right? Like, none of us are unicorns. We know the four basics work with every single disease and disorder in the books. We have 6,000 members now, plus, I think. and people are losing weight with every single thing because this plan makes sense. So thinking that you're a unicorn doesn't help you either.
And I do feel like the unicorn thought that's crossing over into the P&P is, I wonder, am I the only person that's not exercising at all? Because then I go back into the victim mentality. No. I can't exercise because it hurts.
So even just starting that off, am I the only person, fill in the blank? Terrible, terrible question to ask yourself. Absolutely terrible, right? I mean, you know, and I'm kind of giving you a hard time, but you know what I mean? It's like,
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Because I mean, we've got thousands and thousands of members, and it's like, if we ask everybody what all they got going on, it's like, oh, I'm not the only one with that. I'm not the only one with that. And they're losing weight and they're losing weight. You know, it's like none of that. That just helps you stay stuck.
Exactly. And it's almost like, I feel like, well, my weight will move again once I'm scheduled for surgery again on the 12th. To get the stent removed, mm-hmm. and the doctors told me to take it easy until the 12th. And so I was like, well, taking it easy would be yoga. And so I started doing yoga, and it wasn't helping. It was causing me some problems. And
okay.
And
so that's just quit doing it. So but we have people who have lost, what's her name? Vern, you help me. What's her name? She has lost over 100 pounds and she has a disability. She can't exercise. You do not have to exercise to lose weight. You do not have to like walk one step to lose weight.
I need to keep hearing that and believe it because that is what I used to use to purge. And I used to have, when I was much younger, I would take Ipecac to lose weight. Yeah. I would starve myself. I would binge and purge. I would exercise to the point of just ridiculousness. So
Jill. Thank you. Jill Rosenau is who I was talking about. Okay. I want to get you a plan for the next 30, like the month of June. What are you going to eat? What's going to be your plan?
Let me tell you now.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean,
well, I'm going to continue doing what I've been doing since I got out of the hospital, minus the cake. My birthday is on Tuesday. And I'm going to go ahead and bake myself a no sugar, no flour, coconut, lemon, poppy seed muffin.
So you're going to do no sugar, no flour. You're going to anything else?
Continue with the no caffeine, no dairy, no beans, no grains.
Okay.
Which has been, I thought about this too. When I've done all those things, I'm still experiencing the pain. Which could be the stent that I'm having on the 12th. And I'm still experiencing, now I did eat the cake yesterday, so that could be why I'm feeling the major issue on my, like a cyst about to burst on my ovary and screaming like.
Well, the only way that you're really going to figure out what is causing the pain and stuff like that is to give yourself a long enough period of time to not do this stuff, and then you'll be able to find out, right? So.
And I'm sure it's the sugar because I haven't had pain until yesterday.
Okay.
That's when I ate.
So no sugar, no flour, and all the other stuff for the next 30 days. And then you reassess at that point, but you don't question it. That's the commitment you've made. I mean, you can plan exceptions if you want to, but you know what you're signing up for there. And it's just like, all of this is your choice. You're in total control. No one is forcing it on you. No one is telling you what to do, right?
That's what I needed to hear. I'm not being forced.
Yeah.
Because that's the TNT.
Right. Right.
So
okay, I'm gonna get Josephine here real quick before we wrap up. Thanks. All right.
Thanks. Have a blessed day.
Okay, talk to you later.
All right.
Bye. Okay, looks like hopefully Josephine got her audio fixed.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Ah, perfect. It was the microphone.
Yes.
So I hope this is the place to do this. My thought download and model, I'm having trouble with the intentional and unintentional thoughts.
Okay.
And I just thought maybe we could run through one really quick.
Yeah.
And is it okay if I give you one that I've already had?
Yeah. Just do that real quick. Yeah.
Okay. So unintentional circumstance. I'm having pizza tonight for dinner.
Okay.
Thought, I'm going to eat until I'm stuffed. Mm-hmm. The feeling was scared, unnerved. Action, overeat. And result, feel horrible about lack of control.
You aren't feeling scared and unnerved. You're feeling you're feeling justified and like, let's do this. I mean, you're feeling probably excited.
Yeah.
Right? Yes.
Yep.
You're saying, I'm going to eat until I'm stuffed. All right. Party time. Let's do this.
Yeah. You know, when I'm doing these thought downloads or the intentional and unintentional thoughts,
mm-hmm.
I really don't feel I am getting to the right feelings, because then when I go to the intentional, I'm like, they're not making sense to me.
Okay. So, this is a great commercial for Ask Coaches, because I love you can post a model every day, 10 a day in there. I love to look at models and just give you, and for the newbies, you'll learn about models in a few weeks. So don't get confused, but I love to just look at models and give you feedback on that. So,
So Ask Coaches is really where this needs to be.
Well, no, we can talk about this real quick though. What is your intentional model? Well, and let me just tell you this. You can have like positive emotion, right? Like that excitement and that like giddiness or whatever it is.
Okay.
You know, it's not like you're always going to have a negative emotion in your unintentional model, but it's all about the result, right? You're not getting the result you want. That's why it's unintentional. So what's in your intentional?
Okay. So the intentional was, I'm having pizza for dinner tonight. I can stop eating at +2.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in control.
Mm-hmm.
Eat 2 pieces and feel satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
I eat on plan and feel amazing that I did what I said I would do.
Okay. I mean, and that's a good intentional model, but is that like realistic for you? I mean, that's a good kind of, right? I mean, you're not.
No, it's really not.
You're not there yet, but that's a good, you know, like end of the road model. But you can, and that's where I want to give you some homework. So I want you to, because I got to get off here in a second for Corinne to do the Q&A here.
Okay.
But I want you to post and Ask Coaches, but I also want you to go back to No BS in the Fat Girl Thinking module, and it's called Changing Your Thoughts. It's that unit in the Fat Girl Thinking module. And it's all about those bridging thoughts, right? Where you can like practice. You can put, like, before your intentional thought, you can put, I'm working on believing that I can stop at my +2. You know, I'm considering the possibility that I could stop at my +2. It's, you know, it's really working on some kind of bridging thoughts that you can believe in the moment.
Okay.
That will help you. So, so I want you to, but even before that, with your unintentional model, you've got to get to where you're just okay with thinking the unintentional thought, right? Like you got to have some compassion for yourself and not resist it and try to move to a new thought too quickly.
Okay.
That's another key.
Okay. So I guess that's the piece I was missing.
Yeah.
So it's got to be the bridge between.
Yes. It's got to be believable. Perfect. Right.
Okay.
So just kind of work on some of those bridging thoughts. You can post those and Ask Coaches, and we can give you some feedback on those. And just start working on that. But again, the first step is to not have like judgment or resistance to your old thoughts, because they're just thoughts that you've thought for a long time. They've gotten you the same results, you know, over and over again. And it's totally okay. It's just your brain doing the same thing it's always done. It's not, you're not broken. You're not, you know, messed up, but it's just accepting those and then say, oh, you know what? I don't want to get this result anymore. I actually want to lose weight. So I'm going to work on, you know, some of these bridging thoughts.
Yeah. I'm an April baby. First call, and only lost 1 pound, but,
you're doing the work.
First time I've not quit. So
yes. And that's key. Oh my gosh. Just don't quit. Just keep moving forward. And yeah, you're doing the work. So I'll see you in Ask Coaches for sure.
Thank you, Beth.
Okay. All right.
Take care. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right, y'all. This is not, Leah, this is not the orientation meeting. It starts at 2:30 Central Time, 26 minutes. So I'm going to get off of here. Oh, clicked the wrong thing. Any of the questions that any of you all posted in the Q&A, you will be posting those in the Q&A for Corinne to answer, because I'm going to get off of here because she's going to get started. I've got to log out and everything. So so just take your question over there. She's going to get started at 2:30. I will be in the chat with you guys, so I'll be able to answer some questions over there too. So, okay. So I will see you all at 2:30 if you're going to change, if you're going to keep going with us, and, I will see you over there. All right. Talk to y'all later. Bye.